أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم أماته فأقبره. This ayat we have read previously, and here Allah Ta'ala explains about that a person, Allah gives him death and then he is buried. So with regard to the burial of a person, the ulama mufassirin have explained here that the way of Islam is of course the most superior, the most natural and the most obvious way. That is, when a person dies, we usually bury him. فَقَبَرَ Allah says, then he is put into his qabr. The qabr, the grave, literally, according to dictionary, it means a hole in the ground in which a person is put in and buried. That we all understand and know. But according to the terminology of Shariat, of Quran Sharif, qabr means barzakh. That means that in between life, from the time when he is in sakarat, when nazar is on a person, from that time up to the time that Allah Ta'ala will raise him up on the day of Qiyamah, that period is known as barzakh. And that is what we commonly call, and the Quran Sharif also commonly calls it, the life of the qabr. But it does not mean literally the qabr as a whole. For example, normally we bury a person. Or if a person is drowned and his body is never found, so he's not buried in the ground. Or a person is burnt and burnt to ashes, and there's nothing left of his body. Or a person is made into pieces, crushed into pieces, and then made to fly with the wind. Or in all different directions, every particle of his body is made to fly. Or if an animal eats up a person, and there is no burial of that person. In all cases, though, that as we understand qabr, there is a, but barzakh there is for every person, and it is that life that the person will go through throughout till the day of Qiyamah. And wherever it is, whether he was burnt in a fire, whether he died at sea and they put his water body into the water, animal ate him up, whatever, then the two farishtas, Munkar and Nakir, come to him. And everything happens as we understand it happens in the qabr, but that is the life of the barzakh, no matter how his death came, where he is buried, but he will go through that. And after that, the qabr, which we call, is either a garden of Jannat or a pit of Jahannam, may Allah save us all. Whichever way his mort came, wherever he was buried, that conditions will come upon him. So this is that life which Allah Ta'ala has given every human being, which is known as barzakh, and everyone will go through that life. Allah Ta'ala prescribed this, and how Allah prescribed it also is in a most beautiful way, that when the two children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, who were born as twins, and they had to marry the twin sisters, there was no one else at that time. But when they were born in pairs, not twins but pairs, so the one pair of the boy had to marry the pair of the other girl, not the same pair as they were born, twins, boy and girl, but they could not marry, that boy could not marry that girl. The other twins that were born, this boy married that girl and that girl married the other boy. But the one that Qabil was supposed to marry was not so beautiful, so he did not want to marry her. And then he killed his twin brother, Habil. And now he did not know what to do with his body. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala sent a crow that had killed another crow. Had put the crow one side, and then with its beak it started digging a hole in the ground. After it had dug the hole, it put the other crow inside and with its wings threw the sand over that crow. And in this way then, Qabil saw this happening and he felt so ashamed of himself that I am even worse than this crow. I did not even know how to bury this body of my body, or of my brother. Then he buried it finally, and this then became the norm of the people, and they carried on burying in that way. So this is the most natural way by which then no disease is spread, and it is no disrespect to the body. The Parsi and the Majus, the fire worshippers, they to have a place which is an open field, like, but like a little shallow, like a little a well, and they just leave the body there. Then vultures, eagles, etc. go surround that place and they eat that body up. In Nausari in India, there is a place like that where they put their bodies, and which is of course very, the smell of it, and then the diseases that can spread, is a most unnatural way, you know, to leave the dead people. The most honorable way is that they are buried nicely under the ground, no diseases spread, nothing happens whatsoever. So that is their way. They do, and they call it in that religious terminology, that place they call it a dakhna. That is where this body is put, just left like that. And the vultures and eagles, etc., eat the body up. The Hindus, we know that they cremate, they burn the body, which is also very, very barbaric and very raw, to burn the body of your own father, of your own mother, though they do it in a, today everything is done in a sophisticated manner, and you don't see the body burning as such. But previously, the body used to burn in front of the eyes of a person. And what it has to go through, a person sees, is also a most unnatural way and a most wrong way. Jews and Christians, which are people of the book, and who normally, generally, they follow the way of burning. However, there are people in them also that make a wasiyat that their bodies must be cremated. That is totally wrong. Is Allah Ta'ala has given insan, the human being, the best way, which Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, minha khalaqnakum, from the sand we created you, so it's only right, wafiha nu'idukum, and to the sand we return you again, you bury the body. Unless you are helpless, the person burnt in a fire, an animal ate up the person, then it's not in our hands. But the natural way is that he must be returned to the sand. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. And from this very sand, Allah says, we will take you out a second time. When the day of Qiyamah will come, people will come out from their graves. So this is the natural way which Allah has given. And it is the most safest way, the most best way, and the most healthiest way Allah Ta'ala has given. And which even Western people have written, the Muslim way of putting a kafan on a person, that is the best way. Instead of having a the coffin and burying in the coffin, the best is, and the lowest expenses is, that a person is given a kafan and is buried in that kafan, and that also a white color, which is very, very beautiful. Just like, for example, all the people who are on Arafat, etc., and you see everyone with white. It gives such a good inspiration to every person, like that a person is buried in this white kafan as well. So we must make a lot of shukr that Allah has given us the best of deen and everything in our deen. If we can realize and it becomes our yaqeen, is nothing but the best only which Allah has given us, and we should not shy away from any aspect of our deen. We should be proud in the sense of expressing our happiness and gratitude to Allah that Allah has given us this perfect way.